perfection equals poverty.
Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
That is what my mentor said to me. And when I thought about it, what he was talking about was how people try to perfect their process or perfect their plan before they take any action. Obviously, this phrase has so many different meanings to it. And in real estate, it couldn't apply more. I meet with clients who are looking for the perfect property, the best deal out there. And surely I do find the greatest deals and I find awesome properties for them. But if they are expecting for the absolute, hands down, best deal in the world, in the century, it just doesn't work that way. It's not something we should be expecting. You can hope for it and try for that. But if you're thinking of getting the perfect property before you take any action, then you are missing out. And you may be spending a lot of time researching and looking for this needle in the haystack, whereas somebody else is looking for properties that are maybe 8 out of 10 or 9 out of 10, and they are building wealth. One of the biggest mistakes real estate investors make, they try to buy the best property every single time, as if this one property, if they get a great deal on this property, they're gonna get rich. But that's not how it works. You don't get rich through one deal. Wealth is built over multiple transactions over time. You know, rather than trying to nail down the perfect house at the perfect price, let's say you're able to find the perfect property, but you spent 3 years looking for it, but you were able to nail it for like $200,000-$300,000 below market value. Whereas person B was searching for properties and he wasn't buying the best properties, but he was maybe buying it for like 10-20,000 below market value, or maybe even at market value. 3 years later, one person has this perfect property for $300,000 below market value. The other person has like five to eight properties, all at market value or a little bit below. Who do you think has a bigger portfolio, has more wealth? Of course, person B. And in real estate, I encourage buyers and investors out there to try not to look for the absolute perfect one. It doesn't mean you look for crap. It doesn't mean the realtors should be just like, oh, nonchalant, like, oh yeah, just buy this one. But like to give the expectation to your clients saying, oh yeah, I'm gonna find you the perfect property and it's gonna be the best investment ever, I think that's a little bit misleading and not in the best interest of their client. If the client is trying to build wealth, massive wealth over time, it's built through multiple properties, multiple transactions, and built over time. I really encourage you, if you are in that spot today, if you are one of those people who are looking for the absolute best deal, best market conditions, or it's got to be X percent below market value, etc. I strongly discourage you to continue like that. And I encourage you to think, how could I do it better? Well, my end goal is to build wealth, not to get the absolute best deal possible. Want to bring it down to you that situation, I would probably say never exists, because there is no perfect situation. It's only a situation in your mind where you think it's perfect. But situations change, economic situations change, property types in property neighborhoods, they fluctuate. You don't know the motivated sellers. You could be searching forever and waiting forever. So many clients of mine are just sitting on the sideline and not taking action because they think the market conditions are bad. There are people who make money in a slow market. Warren Buffett says, when everyone else is greedy, be fearful. And when everyone is fearful, be greedy. Meaning, when the situation is people are sitting on the sidelines and scared because of the news or the articles or the media, that's where you should go in and look for the good deals. And that's why people say to me right now, hey Gary, you know, the market, well, how do you think of the market? It's so slow out there. How are you doing in your real estate business? You know, I heard it's really slow. I'm like, it's busy for me. I am helping my clients get good deals right now. There are deals out there. And I don't know about other realtors, but I'm seeing them because I'm opening my eyes. I'm looking out for them. Whereas other people think, oh, well, it's a slow market out there. I'm just going to chill and relax and then blame the market when their business isn't going well. Anyways, I wanted to encourage you today that to stop looking for the perfect deal and start taking action. Build wealth over multiple transactions over time. What do you think about that? Leave a comment in the comment section below, and I look forward to seeing you in the next video.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.